In the spring of 1998, I was playing college baseball. And in one particular game, about midway through the game, I hit a single and I was standing on first base. I looked over at my third base coach to get the signs, him telling me what he wanted me to do next. And he gave me the steal sign. So I took my lead off of first base and I fixated on the pitcher, waiting for him to make his move towards home plate. He lifted his leg and I took off towards second base. I knew it was going to be a close play, so I dove headfirst into second base, grabbing the base with my left hand as I slid past it. Safe was the call by the umpire. I start standing up, but as I look down at my left hand, which is still on second base, I noticed that my ring finger is twisted and laying over my pinky finger. It had been dislocated at the middle knuckle. Our athletic trainer ran onto the field and he tried to set it back in place by jerking on the finger to no avail. And what may have appeared as a minor injury, just a finger being out of place, actually affected my whole body and what all I could do. I couldn't finish the game. I wouldn't be able to play again at full speed until that one finger was put back in place. Well, we are in 2 Samuel chapter 6, right in the middle of a tidal wave of change for the people of Israel. Last week, we read and learned that David's kingship over all of Israel had been confirmed by God and by others. And one of David's first acts as king was to restore worship in Israel. You see, true, full, and right worship had been dislocated, so to speak. The Ark of the Covenant, the golden box that resided in the middle of the tabernacle, had been lost to the Philistines back in 1 Samuel chapter 4. But through the providence and power of God, God had shown himself to be more powerful than the Philistines, bringing plagues and pain upon them to the extent that the Philistines decided to return the Ark of the Covenant, the symbolic representation of the presence of God. So they did that very thing. But the Israelites had forgotten, or they just neglected, how they were to handle this ark, and they were punished as well. So the Israelites thought it best just to leave it at the house of a man named Abinadab. And that is what they did. So for years now, the Ark of the Covenant had been at the house of Abinadab. Israel's worship had been dislocated. So David, in 2 Samuel chapter 6, is restoring or putting right worship back in its rightful place by bringing the Ark of the Covenant back into Israel to the capital city of Jerusalem. And that is what we are watching take place in 2 Samuel 6. So what does it take to restore worship? What will it take, perhaps, in your life? Well, restoring the worship of God means there must be a reordering of all of our lives. Join us over the next several episodes of Day by Day as we discuss what this looks like for us. And as you pray today, please remember Sean and Kendall Pasley and their family, our missionaries in France. And also remember the Cebuano Life Word broadcast that's heard throughout the Philippines.